Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, GQ Palace Radio. Is everybody out there ready for us in Cyberland? And my divas, my fellow divas in the building.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, ladies? How y'all feeling on this muggy evening?
Oh, that it is.
Oh my God, I'm a little bit miserable right now. And normally I don't do fans and ACs and stuff. I got my fan on full blast right now.
I had to.
Yeah,
I got up like 6:30 this morning and turned mine on. I woke up in I just was drenched.
Yes. The humidity is just on high head in the NY. It's not much we could do about it, but try to, accommodate ourselves. So I most of the time never try to complain about the weather, because, we can't really change that. But today was one of them days. I was at work, man, like, oh, gosh. God.
I've been in the air conditioner ever since we turned the air conditioners on, like a few months ago, that first wave. Yeah. And I keep my air conditioner on in my vehicle, in the house, and I'm under the air conditioner at work. So.
Everywhere, right? Spoiled to it, right?
Yeah.
We do. We get spoiled by that.
After a while.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, with that said, before we get started, I would like to let everybody know that we do, you know, we have adult topics here. We encourage 18 and over audience, but however, we do get some people that are under 18, so we have to be mindful of the language. We have no profanity on the show. There's millions of ways to express yourself without cursing. To put it in a nutshell, without cursing, there's no curses on here. You will be cut off if you do. And also, people, they call in with their opinions. Everybody's entitled to your opinion. There's really no right or wrong. It's just strictly your opinion. So we just, you know, we like to hear, you know, what everybody's thoughts and stuff on our topics. And, you know, and we do encourage you to still call in. Press that 1 to go on live. The number is 646-200-3838. Press that 1, get on live, and speak with the Diva Squad, Miss Diva Rachel and Diva T. We are in the building. So tonight's topic is, you know, today marks the 12th year of the 9/11 attacks on the United States. And we are dedicating the show to everyone. People can call in and give their thoughts. We would like to know where some people were when the attacks took place. And, you know, your feelings and thought, we would like to express condolences to the families, you know, and we would just, you know, we encourage everybody to call in and get in on the topic, you know. And, you know, we have a lot of things going on still with the government now, you know, with things going on in Syria and stuff like that. And I also would like to know if you think the country has grown as a whole since that 9/11 took place, especially when it comes to the government. So with that said, if my fellow divas would like to speak upon the topic before we take callers, yeah, feel free. The floor is open.
Well, 12 years ago when this happened, I was actually laying there in bed. You know, my baby had went to school, and what, she was 11 then. And I seen all of this, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, when you first wake up, you think you're dreaming, or mm-hmm. I thought I was watching a movie at first.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that I was with at that time, he was like, you know, they trying to blow up the United States. I was like, I shook my head and, you know, put my glasses on. I'm like, whoa, what?
Mm.
Honey, I jumped there. I threw some clothes on. I ain't had on nothing, too much of nothing. I threw some clothes on, jumped in the car. I said, if we die, I want to die with my baby.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I said the same thing.
Honey, I got a ticket going to the school to get her.
Mm.
I told him, I said, give me my ticket and let me go. I don't care how much it is.
Yeah.
I think I was doing about 70 in a 25-mile zone.
Wow.
All I seen was me and my baby going together.
Yes, wow. Indeed.
I get chills every time I think about it.
Yeah.
Every time this time of year come around, but I haven't gotten a ticket since then, though.
You learned your lesson.
But yeah, that's what I was doing, you know. And then when they just kept showing it, and I seen these people flying out the window, oh my God, you know, out the building, I just sit there and cried. But I just held her so close and so tight, you know, because I was in West Virginia at that time, and they also hit in West Virginia.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so I was like, oh, my God, it's getting closer.
Down at the Pentagon.
Yeah. And honestly, I started praying.
Yep.
You know, back then, I was a demon then. But, you know, I still knew that it was time to pray.
Yep.
Yep.
It was
you
praying
know, and that's what I did, you know. I was just thankful that, you know, it didn't get any closer to us. You know, but I just felt so bad, and I still feel bad for the lives that were lost.
Yes.
And the family that's still going through it. And then for this man that I know y'all have seen that on TV, where he's saying that he was poor from the rubbish, but they don't have his name, the name of the police that said he said helped him. The guy said he's lying. You know, why would you even go there? These people have lost loved ones.
Yes,
yeah. Them can't even get compensated for, you know, even though that doll is not going to bring their loved one back. It's just the principle of it.
Yeah.
You know, and if this man is lying, I feel like he need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Because these are real life situations, you know, that are unfolding. You know what I'm saying? And I know when, Rachel, do you have some, before I get into it, where were you, Rachel?
Yeah, we know you long-winded, sister.
I had to pump my brakes real quick.
I could sit and listen to Angie go on and on and on all day long, and it's just so soothing sometimes when she's just going on and on. I'm just sitting here shaking my head as if I'm right staring her dead in the face. Meanwhile, I'm in the computer, you know, blogging all up on the website. So anyway, I was watching the news. And I had taken my eyes off of the television. I was at work early one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up to the TV because it looked like I saw, you know, the Twin Towers, and one of them was smoking. So I'm like, wow, one of the Twin Towers is on fire. So I read the caption across the bottom of the TV. And it said something, because we didn't have the volume up. Said something about the Twin Tower and maybe they thought that an airplane went through it. And I'm like, wow, is this a joke? Is this, you know, what channel are we really watching? Is this one of those comic channels or is this real? So I turned the volume up on the television and I'm like, in disbelief. So then I got on the phone and I called my mom. I said, Mom, I don't know what's going on, but will you turn on the news, because it looks like one of the Twin Towers is on fire. They said maybe an airplane made it through it or something or another. And so her and I were talking, so I didn't hear what was going on the television. So I turned back around, and as I'm watching, we see the other one, you know. I was in such disbelief. And I've been faithful to God for the longest time. In fact, I remember my mom brought me up in the church. I've always believed in God. I must say that this was the one time in my life that I started to lose my faith a little bit. I said, oh my God, Lord, this cannot be happening. What is going on? I actually lost some of my faith at that moment.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And thanks be to God, he carried me through.
Yes.
You know, that I didn't let go of all my faith, because it was a very distressing moment, this happening. And then also, you know, they were talking about the other planes that were taken, and it was just so much going on. I was afraid. I wanted to just go home and cuddle up with my babies and just go
exactly.
And wake up and it'd be over. It was so confusing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. And you know what? I can. When it happened, I'm like you, T. I was out to breakfast and got a call and saying that the towers were attacked. The first thing I did was I went to my kid's school, and I was living in CI at the time. So I went. I took my kids out of school. We went to Greenport, which is where I'm from, because I said if anything happens, I want to be at least be around my family. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, that was one of the most solemn days that I've ever experienced in my life. You know what I'm saying? And that was a day where the entire nation was on one accord. You know what I'm saying? From East Coast, West Coast, North, South, wherever. Everybody, and there was no music playing on any radio stations. And I felt grateful when one person
called in the radio station was like, we know what's going on, but can you request Just in Case if I don't make it home tonight? And that was the only song that was played on the radio that day.
Wow.
I remember, so I was like, oh, Lord, this is a really solemn day. You know what I'm saying? And here I'm riding on the expressway. You can see the smoke from where I was. You know what I'm saying? You see just nothing but clouds. And it's just, you know, you just had to stop like, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And at that point, I really didn't know what to do. That's all I did. The only thing I knew to do was to go get my kids out of school. I said, if the world is coming to an end, we all going to die together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to be together. I can't have them in school. And we went out to Greenport to my grandmother's. Yep. We went to Greenport to my grandmother's, and my mother was all the way in Florida. So the first thing, and then I called her, I was like, Ma, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, she's all right. And, you know, her first time flying, she was 48 years old, her first time flying. She
better
refused to fly again after that. She was like,
she better than me.
Wow.
I'm not flying.
I never flew and I don't plan on it.
She said after that she would not fly again. And she just started flying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a sad situation simply because greed has taken over to the point where you see they didn't attack like poor neighborhoods and stuff like that. It was plenty of other spots that they could attack, but they just want to shut down communication.
Exactly.
You know, and that's why the World Trade Center, it is what it is. It's exactly what it is, the World Trade Center. Everything goes through there. So they wanted to shut down all communications with everybody from all other countries and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's a travesty how the love of money, how money just has things in such a chaos till it's just, you know, people don't even think straight. They can't even think straight.
Root of all evil.
It's the love of money is the root of all evil. And it's crazy, you know, because it's not really getting any better. It's not getting any better. You know, it's getting worse. The rich is getting richer, and the poor is exactly what it says. They are poor. There's no more middle class and stuff like that,
exactly.
You know. But, you know, I still want to offer my condolences to the families of those lost on that day. Not just them, you know, everybody who's, you know, lost people, you know, directly and indirectly on that day, you know. There's just innocent people, you know, flying somewhere and you know, I couldn't imagine being in their position.
These families still suffering, you know.
And people are still suffering. There's people that without health insurance, people that, you know, died from after effects. From going over there to help clean up and end up sick.
Yeah, look at all these people that have come up sick from this. It's an ongoing, we'll never get over it. These people are fighting
everybody
for their lives and fighting to get insurance and fighting for health care, you know, to take care of them.
It's
a shame.
It is a shame.
Yes.
And that's true. That's a stain. That's one stain that will be left on everybody. Everybody, you know. That's why we have to stay prayerful. You know what I'm saying? And for people don't think that the Lord is real and that He's not just and willing to be there for us, and that, you know, that they're sadly mistaken. But you know, to each his own when it comes to that. But that's just
Just give him a try. Same thing, you know.
No, he loves us even when we don't love ourselves.
But when I made one step, he made two for me.
We do have
our first caller of the night. We have the mayor. Mayor, are you there? The mayor, are you there?
Hello. Live and direct. What's going on, ladies?
Welcome, mayor.
Yes, indeed. I'm in the building. How y'all doing? Y'all all right?
All right. Good. Thanks for calling in. How you doing tonight?
I'm maintaining, you know, trying to, you know, make the best out of this day, and I'm listening to, you know, thank you very much, thank you. Yeah, just trying to reflect on, you know, the day, listening to, you know, the conversation and things. I caught the tail end when you was talking about your mom's, and she didn't fly till she was 48, You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it affects people different ways. But me, I fly.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's another story. But real talk, though, I mean, again, it affects people in different ways. Quick story. 9/11, I worked Standard Poor's, still work there. I had a day off because I had went out of town. Me and my man and them had went out of town. We came home early, whatever. I'm ramping, just chilling, laying around. Duke hit me. What was it back in the day? It was the Skytel joint. Hit me. He was like, yo, Des. They call me Des or whatever. He was like, yo, turn the TV on. I'm like, for what? I'm not trying to watch Maury or whatever. See the joint flat smoke coming out the building. I'm like, oh, whatever. But then I'm looking at it as I'm watching, and I'm seeing it's like, oh, snap. And I'm turning the channels. It's on every channel, so it's important if it's on every channel. I'm in Brooklyn, so, like, that day, as we fast-forward through that day, it was, like, all types of soot and sand and dirt and all types of wild stuff on Fulton Street in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Okay, so and the scene where people was walking across the bridge.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Oh. And you saw, oh, man, I felt so, because I was being nosy because it was dark. It was like a real, like, it's like a gray cloud was all over Flatbush, yo. It was just dark. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Nobody was on the street. You know what I mean? And so, you know, just walking and whatever, the seat was, couldn't believe it. You couldn't believe it. So I'm walking down the street. I'm walking down Flatbush Avenue, and I'm seeing the people walking. They're like dazed, Joe. They got bloody and, oh, man. But you know what?
Yeah.
I think, you know, but you know what happened, though? And like you were speaking about, you know, people and their faith and things of that nature. I mean, it wasn't no color. It wasn't no faith. They were coming in the stores like, yo, here's some water. You need water?
None.
You know what I mean? Any other time, Habib would be like, yo, my friend, you know, you look like you ain't buying nothing. You got to go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they was coming out the store, and they was like, yo, you need water? And it just kind of like just said to me, like, wow, when it needs to go down and people need to come together, they don't like, ask no questions.
That's right, no questions. Because
it wasn't no thing. It was like, you know, and it was all the stores up and down Flatbush Avenue, man. You know what I mean? So there was different nationalities, and everybody was affected. We saw all types of different flavors of people being affected with the same event, man. And, again, man, it's like, you know, again, like you said, people are never going to forget it because every year on this date, they're going to be reminded.
Yeah, it's like a holiday. It's not to say a holiday, but it is a marked day.
Yeah,
it's a somber
anniversary.
Another
quick story. I used to be down at the Krispy Kreme and Borders at the World Trade Center. Oh, that was my spot. What?
Mm.
I used to meet, you know what I mean? I used to be down there, whatever. And, like, just, you know, going to the World Trade Center, just, you know, looking at it, marveling at it, you know what I mean? Watching the skyline flying in, coming home from wherever I was at, you know what I mean? That's my skyline right there. Ain't another one like it.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And they took that away from us. But you know what? We here. It's 2013, 12 years later. You know what I mean? And people reflecting in different ways. And I respect y'all, man, you know, because I had this duty last year. I had to do the 9/11 show last year, you know what I mean? And it was all good, you know what I mean? So definitely had to come in and support, represent, speak my mind. I know I talk, but, you know, I saw the yard, man, so I'm talking right now. But I'm here, I'm going to hang out, and I said my peace and respect to everybody, man. You know, blessed up to everybody, man, because it affected everybody. You might not have nobody directly in it, but you knew it was less than 6 degrees of separation, and I'm going to leave it like that. And I'm going to turn the show back over to the Divas. Handle your business.
All right, thank you. Thanks again, Lee. That's the mayor of GQ Palace Sports right there.
You know what it is. Yeah.
Right. After further review.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You have to catch him on Tuesday nights. All sports, all hours.
Love that shameless plug.
But, yeah, it's hard. It's so hard. People are. This is one thing how, you know, how people grieve differently in some way. Some people, again, they'll never get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was senseless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because still, what has been accomplished with them doing that? You know what I'm saying?
It's
so,
back to going to war with somebody else now. You know what I mean?
Now you're going to war with somebody else.
Syria, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, when does it stop?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Where does it end? When you know, what is this about? What is it about, number one? What is it, money? Oil? What is this about? Yeah.
It's you know, I mean, you know, we, you know, our side of the fence and how we see it is a totally different view that was presented on CNN.
What is actually presented,
you know what
exactly
I mean? And we look at it from another perspective. And so to go back, like you said, what's it about? When the Bush dude, the daddy, he was talking about they was looking for some weapons of mass destruction. That was just a mass distraction because they wasn't going. And listen, how we rock, we not messing with you unless you got something that we want.
Exactly.
So we're going to break it down to you like this. While Bush was talking about they was having these weapons and they looking for some little funny little man in a beard and all that, they was up there. The poppy fields is what they was trying to get. Let's keep it funky, okay?
Keep it 100.
Let's
yeah.
keep it 100,000. Ben Franklin, however you want to slice it. Let's keep it like that. Y'all wasn't trying, no, looking for no mass destruction and all of that. So you're at fault, but you want to spin it and put it like they did this to you. Yeah, but it was the setup was in. The fix was in. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get into no political tangent. You know what I mean? Because it's not CNN. You know what I mean? But look at how you affected. You changed the whole atmosphere, stratosphere of society as a whole.
As a whole. Absolutely.
As a whole. You can't log into your stuff now without going through 5,000 security questions.
Absolutely.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
And you got to get your ID, got all these little ultra things that you put in the light and all this craziness. You know what I'm saying? So it affects us, man. And again, man, like you said, what is it about? Is it about trying to be world domination? Because everybody's catching up, whether you want to realize it or not.
Yep.
North Korea is not playing, whether you want to realize it or not. You need to do your homework. I mean, all this other stuff is flying. That's cool, but realize what's going on around you.
Yeah, absolutely.
North Korea's not playing. Obama was looking for some help from Great Britain. They was like, yo, hold up. Ease back, governor. You know what I'm saying? We with you, but on this one, yo. You everybody else's big brother, hold your corner.
Yeah.
And them Syrians is not playing. You know what I'm saying? So how do you react to that? Because you want to be everybody's big brother. You want to be the number one most dominant nation in the world. You're not rocking like that no more. They not trying to hear that. How what my man said, you need more people?
That's crazy.
And he's killing his own. The dude in Syria.
Yeah.
Come on, yo.
He can really care less about us.
You know what I'm saying? So again, like on this anniversary, man, we need to be kind of like removed from war and
bad business.
You know what I'm
right
saying?
Now.
We should be removing ourselves from that. Because we're stuck in the same situation.
Yep.
Real talk.
Yep. Just start taking care of home.
That's all, man. And you know, I'm not trying to cast no blame on nobody, whatever, because the situation is 12 years past and we're still talking about it and we're here to talk about it and affect people in different ways. But you got to get down to the root of it. We talked around it. For 12 years. Let's talk to it now.
Talk to it.
Yeah, that's all. That's it.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about, Mayor.
Yeah.
Because, again, everybody, they know that people are going to be pacified with the tribute. You know what I'm saying? Paying homage to people.
That's sad to say, but you're right.
Homage and all of that stuff. They're like, all right, let's let them have that. And let's go behind them and do this though. You know what I'm saying? Let them stay there and focus on that. But they're not going to ask the real questions.
And you know, I mean, this is not the place where we could really get into an in-depth, political discussion about it.
Right,
we had to, you know, reminisce and get people's feelings and opinions and stuff like that. But we know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Because
we could be off the air. We just be kicking the bobo and be like, yes, that's how it is. But that's not going to ever get discussed on CNN. And this is as close as we could get to it. You know what I mean? Because you know what it is.
That's
you know how many times you see enemy of the state? Stop playing.
Well, they're going to have you so filled and stuff like that. It's so filled until it's just, you know, what you're saying, you're going to have to say it at home anyway.
That's what it is.
It's like eating a dead horse.
But I appreciate y'all doing that, man. And you know, it's a difficult thing to discuss every year. You got to go back.
Exactly. It's a reminder.
I
personally think they should kind of make some kind of holiday out of it.
That's just my personal.
If you're gonna capitalize on it, you might as well go give it out the full effect. Don't have
because people take the day off anyway, right?
Because people don't go to work anyway. You know, people, you know, do what they want to do anyway. So
Go on and give it a holiday or something.
Mm-hmm.
Give, you know. So, because, like I said, people capitalize off it anyway. There's still people trying to capitalize off it. From when,
yeah,
when they attacked it back when Clinton had it. When they attacked it when Clinton was in office, when they attacked the World Trade Center, they've been capitalizing off it way before then. So
let me ask a question to the Diva Squad. Like, in, you know, these days and times, I mean, you know, we've come a long way since, you know, September 11th, 2001. You know, technology wise, allegedly as a society, you know, but like, what do you think it would take to really just kind of like, you know, we can't never really be at peace.
Right.
Because somebody always going to be upset with what you're doing. But
absolutely,
what do you think as far as the United States? You know what I mean? Do we have, you know, we already know the quick answer is, okay, we got to take care from within. But where does that start? Everybody talks about it.
Right.
But yeah, again, you got people that's not even going to, you know, be agreeable to that.
Well, it's, well, see, again, that's where everybody else is capitalizing in that, because they see the division here in our country. You understand? They won't totally wipe us out, because they generate a lot of capital from us.
That's the point right there. There you go.
They generalize a lot
now
of capital from us.
Yep.
They eating from off of us.
So they be
those
cutting
people,
off their nose despite their face.
They gonna
if they really
cut
want to
their
press
nose
that
off
button because they know what it is economically.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. What we pay $50 over there for, they only pay $2 in their own country.
And you know, I mean, again, you know, as you know, all they want is, some of them just want to be left alone. They want to, you know, practice. They've been doing it for 4,000 years or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
yeah
what I mean? They want to continue living their lives and living the way that they are accustomed to living. And what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? And some people want to, you know, like you said, deal with the United States on a level where, you know, you trade and you barter, you know what I mean? And you want to continue to have that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's like, because I'm dealing with you, like with cars or electronics with China, I'm dealing with you. You got to have my back in case something go down.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Like you said, it's the barter system. It's a give or take. You know what
I'm
saying?
And you know, and even with Great Britain and the situation, and, you know, with the things that they're dealing with, you know what I mean? They need to have somebody in their corner. And Obama, you know what I mean, was kind of like counting on their, I won't say
their
blessings.
Support.
That's not the right. Yeah, that's the right word to use
support
right there. And it was kind of like, yo, you know what I mean? You know, I'm a brother. You know, you got to handle that on your own. You the big brother.
Mm-hmm.
Rock that. You know what I'm saying? So, but again, the bottom line and the point I was trying to make, my original point, is that we're right back where we started from.
Right back to square one.
Right back to square one. And again, that begs to your statement, Angie. What's it about? Is it about economics? Is it about just you know, keeping trouble
religion
started, like, you know, we got to keep something started. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what is it? And nobody, they still have yet to answer that question.
Mm.
You know, they came up with a million and one excuses of why they did what they did. Nobody still has a bottom line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's mind-boggling, you know.
But
it might not ever have the answer.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're so right. You're so right. This is going to be a continuing thing simply because they feeding off each other. Everybody feeds off each other. So at that point, let everybody take care of home.
No doubt.
Build your own up.
No
Go
doubt.
Off your own natural resources that you have available.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
straighten
but
out your government.
Yeah.
So start with your own. That's where it starts at anyway. The charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. And we can't go over there, take care of them, and your country's falling apart.
Yeah, but I mean, again, it's up to, you know, some people always say, well, you know, it's up to the people, you know what I mean? They have the power, which is basically true. If you don't want to, you know, you want to change some things, get them people out of office that you voted for. You got the same people that have been in there for hundreds of years, man. You get some new voices in there, man, some voices that's really about the people and not about the title, about the free trips and the perks and being on TV and all of that. Because a lot of these dudes are just talking out the side of their neck. You know what I mean? It's not even about the issues. It's about who they were sending Instagram naked pictures to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about the issues. You don't care about the school system falling apart.
Absolutely.
You just want to make sure that MetLife Stadium is the lights is working for the Super Bowl.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, speaking of the school systems and stuff like that,
you have, look at all the money that Lotto generates.
Yeah.
Okay, you can win, the Lotto jackpot could be $600 million. You might go home with two of it. The rest of that is supposed to go to education, but yet your education system is still failing. Where's the money? I give you
another source of income another source of income, and you gonna bug out when I say this. What about the evidence room? Real talk.
You
what about
have,
the?
Yeah, they going what they burn the money?
You know what I'm saying?
You're
not having a trial till 5 years down the line, so you telling me you need to keep that $130,000 or $1.8 million or whatever you got in the evidence room for 5 years sitting around doing nothing? While the schools is falling apart? Come on, son.
Not even.
Yeah.
I'm the same. I'm the mayor in the building, man. I hold the diva. I'm with the divas, man. Rock out all day. Let's get it.
He rocks with us.
Let's get
right.
It, man.
You know what? See, you only as bad as your secrets. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Now, once stuff like that is exposed, there's nothing else to be hidden. So right now that it's exposed, you have nothing else to do but to tell the truth about it. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
That's all, man.
And that's the thing. They don't ever want to tell the truth about it.
Who's going to be the one that's standing in front of that hot camera?
That fire is gone.
Who do it?
That fire is gone. And it's a travesty. You know what I'm saying? It's a travesty. Because, you know, our president right now trying to fight for a middle class and, you know... That's history. I'm going to let you know that now. They're only biding their time now because they know his term is almost
yes,
over.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Salute
uh-huh.
that. Yep, no doubt. That's all. They're just buying time until they're just riding until, you know, the term is up. They did what they
did.
They're going
to
turn around
about to
and,
fall
all,
off.
And all the things that he tried to institute, now they're going to put another spin on it and say they did.
Say they uh-huh. take the credit for it. Lord have mercy.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how the Republicans get down.
That's how they rock. They do it to their own. So you're
that's right. And because he came up, and then the thing about it with Obama that really endears me to him, and he's like, yo, if you got another idea, let's sit down at the table and talk
discuss
about
this.
It.
Let's
you want to wait till I get out of office and then say, oh, okay, we came up with the idea that Obama took 8 years and he couldn't come up with.
He couldn't come up with something he's been trying to implement the whole time.
And
like
then you wouldn't even have the let me say it like this, it's a family show, the cojones
uh-huh.
to even say to Obama and the Democrats to say, you know what, let's sit down and discuss. Or maybe you will because it's going to be on your terms.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't fooling nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have a voice. I'm Joe Nobody.
Joe Blow.
But I'm on GQ Palace Radio, and I'm being heard by who knows how many.
Absolutely, and from where? Ever.
That's all I'm saying right now. And, you know what I'm
shout
saying?
Shout out to GQ Palace.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's situations like this lead us to have discussions about more than what's happening on TMZ or something like that, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And it shows that we have a deeper and a broader reach of what's going on around us than besides what's going on, you know, on BET.
Absolutely.
You feel me? And I appreciate y'all for that, man. Word up, man.
Absolutely. We appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. And your opinions and your knowledge. And you know what I'm saying? Knowledge is definitely power. You know what I'm saying? So even if you don't talk about anything, if somebody comes to you with something, I'm not going to stand there looking like Boo Boo the Fool when you're speaking
right,
of
right,
it.
Right, right, right. Have an opinion.
So
each one teach one.
Each one teach. I just watched a Precious yesterday. Again, you on with the Diva Squad, GQ Palace, Love Fantasy, 646-238-38. Press that one and get in on the topic. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, give your condolences, your opinion, however you want to express yourself. So press that one. You can go on live with the Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and Pete. And right now we have the mayor on the line with us. We appreciate the call in. We see everybody online listening to the show. We appreciate you too. But get in. And today is, you know, to commemorate 9/11, you know, so I pay a little homage to them. And, you know, discuss a little politics. Discuss just a little politics. You know, everybody has their views when it comes to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got liberals, Democrats, independents, you know, Republicans, whatever
green,
you are.
The Green
you know.
Party.
Phone lines are open. Call in. Call in. Press 1. Join the conversation.
Press yeah, that, man. Press that one again.
Real
but
talk.
You know, the lives, innocent lives, were lost, and it's just, you know, even with them catching, with Obama going in there and getting ahead of Bin Laden or whatever, you know, it waited out a little bit for them, but the problem still exists.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, even with, you know, wiping him out, he was, I don't even think he was the head. He just had all the money.
He just
had all the money. He's a rich man. That's why I'm not understanding what the fight is really about. You fighting with people that actually has money.
Right.
That actually has more than what we have.
Right.
You know, and like you said, daddy, they claim that they coming at us. That just doesn't make sense.
You know, and they just basically stepped their game up. That's all, to a point to where they can say, well, they can stand on their own too, and they can feel like, you know, if I want to aim a missile and in XYZ direction, I'm gonna do it. Whatever you say about it is pity on you. You know what I mean? And that's where we are now in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And again, as the show, you know, that it's like, yo, you're not the only dude on the block. They got a missile. I can have a missile too.
Right.
So why
right.
can't I have a missile when you got three of them?
When you got them, right.
You know
you
what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Why,
I mean,
why have
you
to
know,
surrender mine?
Right. We built up our technology. We built up our infrastructure, our economy to a point to say, well, look, we in the game now. And you know what? United States, thank you for your help. Okay. Who was over there training them dudes in Iraq? let me shut up. I see an enemy in the state too many times.
I always say that. You know what? We watch too much dog on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And yeah, I see the yard man too. So I'm feeling a certain kind of way. You know what I mean?
I find movies like that. I find those are like subliminal messages to
me. Yeah.
Those are subliminal messages.
Especially when you can sit back and say, I know your IP address. I'm coming to get you. And you ain't even know it.
Yep.
Yep.
Stop playing. You think the enemy of the state, you think they was bugging? Nah, they wasn't bugging.
Nope.
But yeah, I mean, you know, again, like you said, Andy, it's like, what's the big deal? It's something they not telling us. We missing.
Yeah,
we using our common sense. But
yeah,
they telling us that we not seeing
story.
That. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we deserve the right to know simply
exactly.
because all our lives are in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just y'all governments or y'all fighting over bank accounts and whatever. Our lives are in jeopardy. Like you said, they're killing their own people. What would they do for us?
Right. Let me ask the ladies a question. I don't know, you know, back in 2001, with, you know, just dealing with the situation. So, like, how did you explain that to, you know, your children? Did they get a grasp? Were they around? Were they of age? I mean, how did that go? Because it's like trying to get them to understand how serious this is.
Right.
You know, I mean, they live through, you know, they see presidents get assassinated or assassination attempts, and, you know, this one might do that, and somebody do this and the third, but this affects everything. So how do you explain that to them? What kind of understanding do they get from it?
You know, that's a real good question, because I know at the time it happened, I didn't know what to say to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All I could say when I picked them up, like, oh my God, planes ran into the Twin Towers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or whatever, which is how they knew it, not the World Trade Center, which is
right.
why, you
mm-hmm.
know, at, to the Twin Towers, and we're going, if there's something that's going to happen, they're going to blow us up. No, if the world is going to end, this is what I said to them, the world is going to end, we're going to be with our family. So I went out to my grandmother's house,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, and but now it's a different story. When it comes to that, it's like greed is what got this, that made that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and then it just goes on to different things. But
right.
I didn't know what to say to them at that time. Really, that's
mm-hmm.
the God's honest truth. I did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I know my daughter was almost one when it happened, and my son was almost. My son was only 6 years old. So,
okay.
He didn't really want on. He didn't even know what the Twin Towers was.
Okay.
You know, as he got older,
mm-hmm.
you know, I taught him what I could.
Mm-hmm.
He heard every year
know, through school and friends and family members. So I explained to him as much as I could, and now that he's 20, going on 21, you know, he's talked to the younger cousins of his, and, you know, my nieces and nephews, and teach them, you know, and even my daughter, you know, learned a lot, you know, because she didn't know, she's only not even 1 year old, but they both know, they're both aware, and, you know, they pay attention.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was so sad, so sad, even now, as you still don't talk about it. All the shows that we're on today on television, you know, the memories, you know, bring back memories. Just watching these people, you know, talk about their dreams and crying, showing the pictures.
Yes.
Yes.
This is a story that's going to go on for so long, you know, till even if they weren't around to experience it, they're going to experience it because this is a story that's just not going to die. That story is never going to die because that's just the American way.
There's so many lives lost, too.
There's a lot of lives, innocent people that was lost, you know. But that's just like Michael Jackson. How many kids know who Michael Jackson is nowadays? All of them do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I'm just saying, just for impact, even though one doesn't have anything to do with the other, but... When he passed away, and they made it like a national holiday, so everybody knows.
It affected people in different ways. Right.
It is.
The word has to go on through generations. You know.
And that's what it is now.
They have everybody that passed there. There's no way in the world. I just don't see it. You know that they accounted for everyone.
Well, I mean, you already know that you know, a lot of them, you know, they got vaporized straight like that. It's just the science of it. It's just the real reality of it. You know what I mean? They didn't account for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But to speak to your point about commemorating it and things of that nature, how we always got to, you know, go back September 11th, we got to stay on that date. I'm thinking, you know, what about Oklahoma City? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's about, you know, you want to commemorate it, but see, again, the dates on the calendar start to become too close together. Today we commemorate 9/11. The next month we'll be commemorating another thing. The next month after that we'll be commemorating. You know what I'm saying?
Too many tragedies, man.
Whether they're national news stories, world news stories, or local news stories.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody's mourning or feeling some kind of way, But this one, just this day, is going to overshadow everything. September 12th, tomorrow, we're going to go back to normal.
Yep.
Going to have that memory. The memories will always be in your heart. But on particular day, like, you know, particular day, like my mom's passed or my pop's passed or something like that, those days stick out to me. This day sticks out because it sticks out to, as a whole. It touched everybody. You can't run away from this 9/11.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But as far as, you know, how strong do I mourn? I got to go every year. I got to reiterate the same story, the same hurt, the same pain, the same
body. Yeah. Right. Then you start dreading the day. You start dreading the day because, like you said, look at those innocent babies that died at the hands of a man whose mother taught him how to shoot. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
What about that? They, like you said, the Columbine. You got people going to college campuses killing people because they got an F. You know, tragedies happening all over the place. It's just about what made the news. You know, every day there's somebody dying right now at the hands of a fool.
That's why I said
my condolences go out to everybody who's mourning somebody that lost somebody. Not just 9/11. Not to take anything from that because again they made world news, so we all know about that. You know, this is to everybody who's mourning somebody. You know, we had one of our hosts from the show. She just lost her mother last week. You know, so you know, condolences to her as well. You know that again, everybody has some kind of scar that they're wearing for some type of reason. Whatever it is, you know. So, but I'm like you because because this day national news, everybody knows about it. You know what it is, too? Now history is unfolding itself right in front of our eyes. History is just yesterday. Understand? So it's, our kids are being exposed to a lot more than we have when we were younger. You know, it's a lot of stuff that, that was going on that we either didn't hear about it or it just wasn't happening.
I remember growing up, I grew up in a very small town, and every parent knew
I hear some noise in the background.
Yeah, it's like the wind blowing.
I'm sorry, I was in front of the fan, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Yes, everyone knew everyone in the neighborhood. I could go out and ride my bike till 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night if I wanted to, and no one would touch me in my neighborhood. Nowadays, these kids can't do that.
You better not.
No.
It's crazy out there.
It is. The people are crazy, you know.
Yeah.
It took the world and what was intended for our good, and they just messed it all up, messing the package up.
I'm not really, you know, I'm you know, have it in my heart, you know what I mean? And as far as, you know, I carry, you know, the Bible with me, but it just says it's just going to be destroyed by man. I'm just paraphrasing it right now, you know what I'm saying? And they take it, and it's going to be their own doing, man's own doing, and he's doing it. You know what I'm saying? So again, you just have to keep, you know, your belief, your belief system strong, your family unit strong, you know what I mean? And your mind strong, man, to really see beyond what's being, you know, put out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to educate. We have to educate ourselves, man. That's why it's good for, you know, shows like this that we can really discuss it and open up, you know, people where they can feel free to voice their opinion regardless. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe they didn't have an opinion before, but maybe they heard something on the show that that strikes a chord with them.
Right.
And be like, you know what I mean?
That's right. Something
you
without
know?
Judgment.
Right.
Again,
you know?
We're not here to judge anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even hold
that
power. We don't even hold the power to judge anybody.
Right. Indeed.
So,
at the end of the day, that's right.
So, you do. You have some people that are just afraid of expression, afraid to express themselves, or scared if they say the wrong thing that they're going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, this is how I'm feeling. You understand it? It ain't got nothing to do with you personally. But you
that's
personal,
it.
That's
you
something
know,
different.
We cool, but it's just my opinion,
cool,
you know. Yeah. You know,
this is just how I'm feeling
like
right now.
You know,
I said this is people's opinion when you call into the show. This is not a judge and jury type of show.
Right. That's right. That's right.
You know,
and again, you know, to speak to it, again, it might strike a chord and make somebody want to, you know, call in to voice their opinion or even, you know, post on Facebook or whatever they may do to express themselves, you know.
Sure.
And I just felt like, you know, this day, I was like, yo, here we go. You know what I'm saying? This day, I didn't do my thing this morning or whatever out of respect, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a thing where it's like, now I got to just, you know, I'm going to call into the show tonight, you know what I mean, kick it with the ladies for a little while or whatever. But it's a somber vibe, but we're trying to, you know, be saying that we made it. Here we are 12 years later.
We're here. And we thank God. Sorry for those who lost, but we thank God for the people that were saved. And that actually did make it out. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to keep y'all in the memory. That's it.
Right. You know, and sometimes it is bad because, like you said, the way that the world is now, well, it's always been the good. He has to go through the good sometimes to get to the bad.
Mm.
So, you know, innocent people do lose their lives, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way of the world. That's just how that works.
Right.
You know? So,
and
you can't let it stop your living.
Right. I mean, it's sad that we even have to do that, you know what I mean? Where we have to, you know, somebody got to go and this and that. But back to what you were saying a couple minutes ago about everybody got to get a pat on the back and this and that and the third. Just tell it what it is. Everybody's entitled to a bad day.
Yeah.
And everybody has a birthday.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And again, I mean, no disrespect. And you know, I'm not going to get off subject here. I'm going to keep it on topic all day. It's just like a thing where it's like if somebody, you know, you're afraid to say you're in disagreement with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We're still cool. We've been friends for 25 years.
Yes, we've been
just
friends.
Just because I don't like ketchup on my black eyed peas, I'm hating you. Get out of here, yo. I'm saying. But I just feel, you're entitled to speak your mind, and we're not going to lose our friendship because we have a disagreement. Let's agree to disagree. How about that?
Exactly.
You know?
Because again, you're not gonna agree with everything that everybody has to say anyway.
Nah,
whether it's coming
right.
from the TV or whether it's coming from your bed,
mm-hmm.
you're not gonna always be in agreement 100% of the
mm-hmm.
time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And again, the freedom of speech. We have a freedom of speech. That's in the Constitution, ain't it?
Yep.
I thought it was.
Wrong.
I don't know. They might have, it might have been.
You
know,
I was being facetious when I said
these.
That anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was being facetious, so, you know, but, you know, you have there's ways of expressing yourself without hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, if the truth is actually the truth, you know.
Yeah, it's not ever going to change, yo. It's going to be what it is, you know
change.
What I'm saying?
Never
going to
change.
You know, somebody come out with a YouTube video or some audio tape 10 years from now, you know what I mean? Oh, okay, I got the real. Okay, well, then, where was you 10 years ago?
Yeah, where was you at when we were talking
where were you? So, you know, and people like, you know, this occasion right here, man, it causes for, you know, a lot of reflection, but a lot of, you know, it's been 12, main point, it's been 12 years. And we're back to square one. So have we made progression? How are we supposed to be like, oh, we survived the storm and we passed through 9/11 and we're 12 years later and we're 96. Come on, yo.
12 years later, now we're fighting with another country.
Now we get ready to fight with somebody else. So, what? How do you see it? Because it's your life is at stake. So you got to have some kind of opinion.
Yep.
There
That's
it is.
Crazy.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh. So... But, you know, again, like you said, where do we go from here,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, I know where I'm going from here. I got to get me something to eat. Ladies, the real deal, Holyfield.
Thank you so much, Mayor.
Listen, I'm about to float. You know what I mean? You know what it is. I appreciate all y'all. Miss Rachel, Miss T, with your eagle liking behind. It's all good. Miss Angie, Miss Lavina behind the board, Big Rich holding it down. Yo, this the mayor, y'all. I'm out.
Peace, Mayor.
Peace to everybody, 9/11, man. You know what it is, man. I'm out. Peace.
Oh, peace.
Good night, Mayor. Thanks for stopping by.
Yes. Again, thank you, Mayor.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, again, we're sorry, you know, for the lives lost, you know, for such senseless acts. Greedy acts. So, you know, and, you know, for the families that have yet to heal, you know, I just pray that they find some type of comfort or some type of, you know, some type of release.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure they probably feel like they have the world on their shoulders still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially to those people whose family members that were never found, you know.
Right.
So,
so
it's a hard film.
I wonder if they even have all of the names of them, you know, those who were there, you know?
Do they have, like you said, all the names that were, or the people that were in the building or, you know? Oh, Lord. And, you know, just to think about that stuff. And like you said, this date, it always, and especially for those who actually, you know, seen this stuff go on, the people that did walk across the bridge and stuff like that, you know, it's my heart goes out to them. You know, my heart goes out to them to actually to sit around to see this happening and just looking like, oh, Lord, I was this close to being in the building. You know, I was this close to being in the building. You know, that could have been going on through their heads. Like,
it wasn't meant for you.
You know, people jumping out of windows and, you know, I just, you know, again, I just pray that the families find some type of comfort and,
comfort,
you know, closure, some type of closure when it comes to that situation. And because as far as the government goes, that's going to be a forever thing. The government, how it's set, is going to always be that way.
You know, it's one thing losing a family member to death, but when it's a tragic death, I'm sure that's got to be even harder.
Right.
You know, and that's just like, I mean, we never get over that loved one.
Right.
You know, because I go through it every time it's something with one of my family members that's gone, you know,
Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's like,
it's hard. It's just so hard.
It is hard.
But to lose one to a tragedy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, unless you've been through it, I'm sure.
Somebody else's negligence. Somebody else's.
Yeah, somebody else's stupidity.
Because you don't have nothing to live for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and again, then you start being angry. You start questioning God, like, oh Lord, why did this happen? And you know, we're gonna have a million questions of why to God, and it'll never go answered. Sometimes they'll never be answered.
Exactly.
You just gotta know who He is. You understand what I'm saying?
And
then that's enough for me.
You know, you just gotta say prayer for about everything.
Yeah. Ask Him to go before everything.
Life is
but
too
short. We're
going
to go to a song. All the listeners, callers who are waiting to get in, we're going to go to a song. Hold on. We'll be right back.
All right.
About a young girl, true and all, been through it all. She was only 16, but swore she knew it all. No family, no one to call, in the world she's lost. Skipping school, letting all the boys inside her drawers. Getting higher more than weed, I'm talking coke and speed. She feels school with something that she don't really need. She barely reads and writes, running with them thieves at night. Sleeping with grown men in search of a sweeter life. She sells her body for a sweet price. One sniff for that blow and she's in paradise. She wants to find herself, but has no insight. At night she cries for help, cause she don't understand life. At least the life she lives. What kind of life is this? For a young girl whose life is priceless. Precious as a jewel. But here's the sad news. She died of AIDS. Another gone too soon. Too soon.
You're dreaming with a broken heart. Don't wake it up. You roll out of bed and down on your knees. And for a moment you can hardly breathe. Wondering when she will be here. She's standing in my room. No, she's not. She's gone.
He wakes up every morning after a good stretch and yawning, ready to face the trials and tribulations of the day. He feels his family doesn't love him cause he's gay. No one accepts him except for the ones he's sexing. He gets bullied in school, the kids treat him cruel. He wants to end it all but not sure what he should do. His heart is filled with blues, he has nothing to lose. Still he dresses in high heel shoes. With his long hair, lipstick and pretty jewels. It makes him to stay him and not change for them. So misunderstood, somebody pray for him. All alone in this world, no one to take him in. I pray to God and make a way for him. He wants it all to end. Though it's hard to overcome the situations that he's in. Because he loves men, who are we to label that as sin?
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, don't wake it up, just the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees. And for a moment you can hardly breathe. Wondering when she will be here. She's standing in my room. No, she's not. She's gone.
Mom and dad had a little baby girl, but the daddy wanted to be in a little baby's world. So she grew up confused, thinking to herself, why daddy ain't wear them shoes to put on his feet to walk her to school. The other kids' fathers did it, that was cool. She cried so much tears she could have made a pool. She felt this pain all through grade school. Father's Day came, she wrote, I hate you. When that karma come, Jesus can't save you. Her conscience saying, your dad probably hates you. Show love to his son so he looks like an angel. On Facebooks and pics,
little heart damaged. Thinking to herself, will he care if I vanish? Mommy, why my daddy don't love me? Then her conscience say, probably think you ugly. Big day for her graduation. She texts him, are you coming? Please don't have me wait. Don't have me wait. Don't have me wait.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, the waking up is the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees, and for a moment you can hardly breathe, wondering why she
That's a nice song. I always get, like hearing that song.
Yeah,
it just tells
so
the
much
truth
meaning.
About.
I get chills every time I hear it.
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
G-I-T-O. That's who that was.
Yeah.
G-I-T-O.
Yeah, he was a those guests on the show. On the show, right?
Yeah.
Friday show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Up and coming artist. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, that was a. That really should be a mainstream song if it isn't already. But I know GQ Palace shows it love, you know what I'm saying?
All of the time.
It shows
I mean, you know, that one, and it's a couple of other ones.
Sure.
Actually, The Mist by Silver Fox, that's
mm-hmm.
a very meaningful song, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
speaking
on, you know, what's going on in our world today with our kids and life in general.
Right.
Huh.
And, you know, we got to be thankful that, you know, like you said again, we're here after 12 years to even talk about this.
That's right, to even talk about it.
Oh.
That's right. Because there's people that didn't make it in the process.
They weren't killed in that.
Right, right.
You know?
Wow.
I mean,
like you said, there's the rescue workers that got sick, you know, from asbestos and all kinds of stuff after
they still
that,
going
not having
dangerous.
The money for the treatment, and
And it's such a shame how these people are being treated like they're dogs. Meanwhile, they were, you know, they went all out, gave their, you know, last bit of energy for days and nights trying to find these people, trying to clean up this place, and they got sick.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that the government is doing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, and to think, you know, after, because, I haven't been to New York since then. I have, but not there. It hasn't been completely rebuilt either, right?
No. They have like a memorial park, and they have a couple of buildings up that are not functioning yet.
It's like pretty light beaming up the sky or something.
Yeah,
right?
They have the lights up now. Yeah, they have
the two
blue beams.
Yeah, I remember traveling prior to the system tower getting hit. I remember traveling and being so excited, even as an adult, every time I was passed by,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we'd see in the distance, you know, there's the towers, or there's the Empire State Building. And then I traveled one time or two afterwards, and looking over there, just feeling a, you know, sick, empty feeling in your gut.
Right.
Feeling, knowing that, you know, not seeing that it's just not there anymore. Wow.
Yeah. It's just crazy, though, you know, and again, we stay prayerful now. And pray that nothing like this ever happens again. That nothing like this ever happens again. You know, not in this lifetime. Lord,
right.
How much more tragedy can we take? You know,
right? Really?
You know, how much more tragedy can we take? You know, so it's like our government needs to get their mind right. You know, start taking care of home.
Yeah.
You know, fixing home to where it needs to be, and then we go help others. you know, not saying don't help other people, other countries and stuff like that, because I'm sure they show us favor too. So
right,
you know, but still, you make sure your yard is clean. Because trust me, I mean, we see starving children right here in America. There's all these homeless people here, homeless women with children. You know what I'm saying? All kinds of stuff going on right here at home. You know, when is that epidemic going to come to a halt?
The war would never end if we keep this up, though. Never.
Oh. That's crazy.
Well, we do have another caller, people. We have Tia on the line. Tia, are you there?
Hi, guys.
Hey,
everyone.
Tia.
I'm sorry, late the hour, but battery
okay.
is low. I haven't even left out the city yet.
Better late than never.
I know. That's right. We appreciate you calling in, Kia.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So as you know, today is our commemoration show. With, you know, we're just commemorating on 9/11. Like, where were you at the time when the attacks on America was going on 9/11?
I was at school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
School.
And what was your thoughts at that time when it did hit? You know.
You don't know until, like, everybody, I think it was in the history class, everybody don't know what you heard about, you know, like, everybody saying something that we all look, and,
uh-huh.
they, you know, they were, like, this is students, you know, and at that moment, when you got home, and when you, to the realization of that, the Twin Towers are gone, you're like, and I remember my other cousin, she was like, oh, my God, we don't have no TV neither, like, you know, like,
yeah.
It was hard to even believe that happened. Like, not that the power was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it made it so, you know, from everybody. Every family member was calling everybody. You know, yeah, family members calling family members that worked in New York, family members that worked, you know,
right.
like in Jersey. We had my family members from, my aunt was calling from Miami, the other one called, you know, just wondering how everybody okay, you know. You know,
right.
stuff like that. It was just so much. And it's so funny how, because I have two Navy brothers, and one of them is stationed in Korea, one of them is in Germany.
Ooh.
at this moment when it happened. And the alarm for military bases overseas goes off. Like, the United States does that fact, like a signal, like a warning. And they're like, it's just something how stuff go off for alert that U.S. does that fact. That's how the thing came up, U.S. does that fact. And to see it, and then my cousin Lamont, who was sitting at the Pentagon, and the first thing, you know, they didn't know, and it hit the Pentagon. It was, like, unbelievable that day. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Very solemn. Very solemn day. Just, like you said, you couldn't believe that it was actually happening. Like, I'm serious.
It really
once you realize what was going on, you're like, oh, my God, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I really can't believe
this is happening. Like you said,
yeah.
then your family members start calling, making sure everybody's all right. You know,
yeah,
making sure.
Yeah,
let me just hear your voice. You know, and I just said how sometimes it takes like natural disasters to get everybody's. For God sends natural disasters and stuff to get everybody's attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is just,
you know,
again, my feeling. This is just my personal opinion. To get everybody's attention, because like the mayor said earlier, everybody was on one accord on that day. Black, white, Asian, American, European, Indian. Everybody was on that one accord. Everybody's minds and everything that they had going on was focused on what was going on that day.
It's so much weird, though, now, like, you know, because everybody know about Syria, and, you know, it's like, you know, possible. You know, my mother gets phone calls, you know, because, you know, leading up to this, everybody want to know, you know, whether or not you think the boys are going, I don't know, my senior members of my family always say, still call for boys and girls, like, you think the boys are going to go? My mother's like, I don't know, I know. Then she called me and told me, he sent the package, you know, whatever. Because anytime you go to, you know, time you be called, family members have to know, you know, certain things, certain information, who the emergency numbers. And I grew up in this. I experienced this. My thing is, when anybody has to tell anybody, you know, no news is good news. We don't hear nothing, we know he's
exactly.
safe.
Exactly,
right,
safe.
Right. We don't want no phone calls. I got other brothers that is in major law enforcement. If God is... somewhere overseas or in the country or flew the language. If we didn't hear nothing, nobody's at my door, nothing. A priest is not at my door.
Right.
You know, you don't want to see the priest. So if you see the priest, we, you know, but we thank God and the same thing. We trust God through it all. We don't worry because
right.
No phone calls, no nothing.
Right.
And stuff like that. So we have to stay prayed up.
That's right.
And things like that. We can't, like, you know,
We were talking about that earlier because there's disasters that happen that's outside of the military. You understand what I'm saying? You have people that are experiencing things right now. You know, at any given moment, any of us can pass away from something sudden that we had no idea. You know,
right.
That's why we do need to stay prayed up.
In the Bible, every sickness is not unto death. So, every sickness is not unto death.
Mm.
So, you know, you have to, I pray, and I know Benji, you know, he's about to put that fly back to San Diego soon, and that shit's going to be out in the Red Sea soon. So, I mean, that's what it is.
It is what it is.
They're Navy men, they love their country, they love what they do, their commander in chief say they got to go.
There's nothing else
you can do. When the same thing with he was the commander in chief, he said you gotta go. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right, and you like you said, you got it. That's where your faith comes in. Like I know the Lord is gonna protect them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got faith that they're gonna return home.
We've been through it. I remember, you know, I remember my father injured with a wound, but you know he healed from it, got better. You know, it's still hurt. His country almost 15 years after that injury, but it is what it is.
Right. But I mean, I have to admit though, my son was going to go to the armed forces, and I was glad he changed his mind. You know, not to take anything from anybody that's actually serving, but I, you know, I was kind of.
You have to want
it.
You have to be able to, you know.
Yeah, he changed his mind. He wasn't ready.
Parents can't take it. My aunt couldn't take it because it was her first time. Her son, but my mother lived it. She was married to a military man, so. You got boys that was in the military, so it's something you
right.
have to be
but
able to.
Right, but I do
to,
commend those
and
shout
news. Out. We don't listen to the news. We don't listen to what people are saying. Like I said, if no priest is at my door, we ain't hear nothing. No news is good news for us.
It's good news. But again, I tip my hat and I commend those that are in the armed forces, men, women, or whatever that's actually out here serving our country, that is over there with the face of death right in the, you know, in the forefront. You know, I commend them. I tip my hats to them, you know.
I was just thinking, and it really has slipped my mind, with the Pentagon, my son's uncle was working at the Pentagon.
Mm.
He retired a month before that.
Wow.
Before it happened.
He was lucky, too.
There over 40-some years.
Yeah, he was lucky because right now, once 9/11, people were putting their papers to come out. Don't tell you, it wasn't honoring no leaves at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You had to wait because when they said time of war, that means papers that was for people to retire or to do their. They weren't honoring those papers, but you had to still be in the Army or Navy.
You had to be active,
Active duty, you active duty. And it's so easy, great, because both my cousins, I got two cousins, they're both, but he never. He's in the military, he's in the military. Do you know my aunt had to fly me halfway because they can't come. They can't leave. So when you're on active duty at the time of war, you can't bring the child to the United States. They got to meet you halfway. The child has to fly halfway on the plane with the escort into the United States, military plane. But they can't escort their child to the back into the U.S.
Mm.
That's military.
Wow.
And that's
hard.
Parents, both parents are active duty, and both parents had to go.
Wow. Now, that's a hard thing right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a hard thing, and it's something that my aunt, she struggles with. But, you know, she lost a lot of weight. She got sick behind a lot of stuff because she's not used to it, and, you know, and the same thing, my mother's best girlfriend, you know, they struggle with this, you know.
I'm sure they do because that's like a division. It's like my family is so divided right now. You feel helpless, you know. You there's nothing you can do. This is what you signed up for. So it's like, wow.
People ever go across Dover or Pennsylvania, they always look at this You know, I know my cousin Abe, he lives in Levittown, Pennsylvania. He always say he see that huge, he hates to see that huge plane coming in because that's military. Those are bodies coming home to the United States, but Dover is the morgue for the military. Dover Air Force Base. That's all the bodies of the military dead.
Wow.
And that, every time that plane comes over, that goes away, they bring in the bodies home.
Right.
Wow. And how about the members that were on the flight that they wrestled the guy, wrestled them down
and put
that plane down to the ground. We'll talk more about it in a minute. We're going to take on another caller. Shelly, are you there? Shelly?
All right.
Shelly. Hey.
Hey, Shelly Bond.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey, beautiful girl. What's going on?
Shelly. Not much. How you doing, honey?
How with you?
I'm okay.
Good.
She's on the grand, baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Our sweetness.
the funny part about that you said to Angie is that we try to teach him his name. But however, I call him my sweetness, so he looks like, oh, my name is Sweetness now.
Yeah, you changed his name.
Change his name, Shelly.
I have to fix that because his name is Tyler, so I gotta fix that. And yeah,
Tyler.
Boy,
dude.
Tyler and we call him Sweetum.
Sweetness.
Yes.
Sweetness.
Is a weakness. So, Shelly, have you been listening to the show? You know, today's just the commemoration of the 9/11 attacks on the United States, and you know, we were just paying a little homage and you know, giving our condolences. It's just stating whatever you like to state, and we were asking everybody, do they remember where they were at the time of the attack?
Oh, absolutely. I was looking at the post that you had first posted earlier, and I was like, wow, I'm going to call in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The day that it happened, I was working for the United States Postal Service, and they have, like, cameras all over the place. And then my manager just clicked on, well, I guess she might have been listening to something, and she just clicked on to all the TVs. All the TVs, I remember this clear as day. So every TV that was in our building, she clicked on it that it was showing everything.
Wow.
So as I'm looking as a New York native, which I love my hometown, even though I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, when I saw that, now, when she turned it on, I saw the top of the towers burning. So I was like, oh, my God. And then when you read the bottom part, I think it was on CNN, the bottom part, like terrorists hit the building or whatever. So I was like, oh, my God. And I've only been to North Carolina several years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow, that's my hometown. You know, that's where I live.
Uh-huh.
So I was so glued to the TV that I missed my route because I was like, what's going on?
Right.
And then I was like, I think it was like maybe 10 something or maybe close to 11 something when I was still watching it and seeing the towers fall down.
Collapse.
I dropped to my knees. Because I was like, wow, that's my town, that's my hometown. And when I see people jumping out of the building, trying to save their—I guess you know—I don't even know what to say about that. I'm not going to say save themselves. So, however, they were just trying not to be engulfed in flames.
Right.
That was, to me, crazy. And then my daughter, she was only 3 at the time, and she was at daycare. And I called the daycare because I was like, "Oh my God, what's going on?" or whatever. However, I was in North Carolina, but that's still my hometown. So I'm thinking we're all under attack right now.
Right.
Because no one knew what was going on.
Right.
So I left my job and ran to my daughter to get her from daycare, which is in a home daycare, thinking that we're all going to get bombed right now. That was crazy. That was really, really crazy. And then my godmother, who worked in the first tower, at Fidelity Bank.
No. Shower.
Now. She was late because of the trains or whatever. She was late. And by the time she got to walk to where it was, that's when she seen the towers going down.
Mm. Wow.
And that
like
was
I said, to actually witness that, you know, in the flesh.
She saw that.
I wouldn't even know how to really respond to that, you know? Like, I'd be in total awe, like, shock. Ugh.
She was more in shock of the fact that, you know what, I should have been in that building 30 minutes ago.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And she was, to this day, when I talk to my godmother, she's very distraught. Of course, now it's been 12 years. She has not been back to work because
wow.
of that.
Wow.
She has not.
Wow. And see, and again, that's what we're saying. So many people were affected by it to where it has changed their ways of thinking, the perception of how they see things. It built the fear, you know.
Right.
And it's just, It's crazy because you do have some people that, again, can't you know, get out into society simply because of that, you know?
Yes, that's my godmother. And like I said, to this day, she, after everything was over, you know, they was offering her different types of jobs at different places in Manhattan. She refused to take them because, like I said, she was 30 minutes.
Mm.
From going to her job.
Mm.
And
she told
me and my mom, she saw when she got to the job, she saw the tower was going down.
Mm. Lord
wow.
have mercy.
Wow,
she has not been back to work since then. That's a very true story. She has not been back to work since then. She always thinks about her coworkers. She's been there for like, good God, like 35 years. She was
wow.
there.
Wow.
35 years.
That's
and
deep.
She does. She's in therapy, and I'm glad that she is. However, she never went back to work from that. Never. Even though
wow.
she wasn't physically affected by it, but to see that, she never went back to work.
This is what I'm saying, and that's what I was talking about earlier. How even indirectly, people were really affected throughout
yeah.
the entire country. You know, throughout the entire country, like I said, to actually witness that, you know, to see the people falling out of the building, those buildings
right.
coming down, you walking on the sidewalk, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
she said that the train was late. Well, she was late getting to the train station. She was late, and she knew that she had to get there or whatever. She was 30 minutes from in that building.
Well,
wow.
see, and at that point, that's where she has to actually give God the glory. We're like, Lord, I give you the glory. I thank you to the highest, you know, that I was late to work that day, that I wasn't
right.
a victim. I wasn't, you know, I didn't lose my life. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And it's just,
no,
like
did.
I said, not to take from anybody who did lose their lives. And
right,
you know,
right.
and to their families or whatever. But I still have to give God that glory. I
oh,
still
absolutely.
Have to give him the glory,
absolutely.
And I do. You know, because that could have been me. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? That could have
exactly.
been my kids or my mother or my one of my family members. That could have been them.
Yeah, anyone we know.
You know?
Anyone.
So,
wow.
you know. But I pray that your godmother, you know, find some kind of peace, you know, within herself, some closure and stuff like that, you know, I hope
she does too, however, but this has been 12 years and she always talks about it. I mean, I could say, hey, Aunt Tamila, how you doing, da, 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 da. I'm maintaining, I'm doing stuff like that, I'm trying to figure out things or whatever, but she always revisits that. I don't care
right.
if I say, hi, how you doing? She
right.
Say, I can't forget that. I can't forget that.
Right.
I can't
yeah.
forget that.
That guy, and yeah, that's what the mayor and I were speaking about earlier, how it stained so many people. Everybody really is affected by this old, young, because they're talking about it in the schools. You know, as soon as this day hits, that's all you hear in the schools. At my job, I work on government property, so, you know, they had a service over there. They even have a beam there. They have one of the beams from one of the towers at my job. So they do a ceremony in commemoration of the towers and stuff being attacked. So I mean, to actually even see it, to see the beam, you know, we walk right past it. Like, wow, that was actually one of the that was a part of that attack. You know,
she doesn't even go into Manhattan. Like, I'm from Queens. She's from Queens. She never, since that day happened, she never goes to make it a point, pass by it, or on the parkway. She makes it a point never to go there.
Wow. And again, that's what makes it so bad, because it messed with people's lives. It altered people's lives.
Yeah.
It really did. It altered people's lives. A whole lot of people.
You can't even start to imagine how that other family feel.
Right, right.
Because, I mean, you know, unless you've been through something like that,
mm-hmm.
you cannot imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
And I don't know, I get chills every time I think about it.
I know, that's right, T.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I remember dropping to my knees when I seen that happen in North Carolina. Like, wow, this is my hometown. Really? Where did it at?
Right. What is going on? And that's the first question. Like, what's going on? What's happening? You know?
They thought I was crazy because of the majority of the people I was working with at that time at the Postal Service was from North Carolina. However, that is our country. However, they didn't feel the pain that I felt when I seen those towers going down.
Mm.
And I dropped to my knees, and they were like, go home now. And I'm driving home, even though it happened in New York. Like, I was shaking. Seriously, I was shaking because think about it. You never think that would ever happen to us. Never.
Yep. We don't think that this stuff is going to happen.
Never.
That's true. We don't. We really don't. We don't put our minds to the seriousness of how these people are running, how people run their countries and what they have going on in their heads. Like, even the people that were actually on that plane, and they jacked the plane with pepper spray and box cutters.
Yes.
You know,
it
wasn't guns. You know, it wasn't no guns, which is a little more, for lack of words, it's a lot more intimidating than box cutters and pepper spray.
Exactly.
You know, people see a gun, everybody's running, screaming, or whatever, but to see a box cutter, we're like, wow. You know, who would have thought that little bit of stuff right there caused all this destruction?
However, you have to think about it like this. When that did happen, the United States was asleep on that. That can't happen to us.
Yeah, they had the warning signs, though. This is the thing. And like the mayor said, we can sit all day and speak about politics and really dig into why this really happened and what signs that America had, you know, for the attacks and the warnings that they've received that they failed to act on. We could go all day with that. We really can. And that's crazy.
It can happen to us. We already
sure
seen
it. Can.
It can happen to us too.
Sure it can.
Yeah.
Sure it can. And it's crazy, you know? And
you know,
people think that it can't. They think that money can't even save you from that.
No,
you
but
know,
if you think about
like
it.
Like I put that up on my wall about tell someone you love them because tomorrow is not promised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many of those families, you know, loved ones that left out from their family that morning didn't know that they would return back home.
Mm, exactly. Like I said, that day it happened, the only song that was played on the radio that day was Just In Case I Don't Make It Home. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That was the only song that they played on the radio that day. So it just, you know, and like they said, the day was so solemn, all you saw in there was just, you know, hurt and travesty and tragedy. All you saw, you had to play a little music to break that up. You had to to calm the nerve a little bit. You had to play a little music, you know.
And then when you see the families that have not even got jurisdiction, if their family members were in that building holding up signs and pictures, that was crazy. That was crazy because they didn't get, they didn't even know.
Right, right.
That was crazy. That was like, and you see it on TV, CNN, on the news, people just holding up signs, don't even know. Like people who may have made it, that some of the family members were like, I don't even know if they even made it. However, I'm going to post these signs up here because we don't know.
Right.
That's
crazy. Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that definitely was crazy. And not only that, you still have some people that family members were never found.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. That's true. Still never found. For whatever reason, I hate even to bring up possible reasons, but it just, you know, again, I pray for them. My heart goes out to them, you know, that they, you know, just find peace one day. It may never be closure, but just find some peace.
Right.
Somewhere. Find some type of peace, you know, where they can, you know, look and it's like, wow, for whatever reason these people did that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just again, find some type of peace. You know, sometimes words can't even really express, you know, what you really want to, you know, say to them. Yeah, I just want to send out a big hug to them, to everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, how can you be nice when I could?
Yeah.
I mean, just meet up with everybody, the families, and just say, you know, I'm here for you. I love you. I'm praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my heart goes out to you.
Absolutely.
You know?
This is our country. This is our country. We think that we were safe at that time, that we think nobody can touch us. However, they did.
Yep. Thinking
you know, that's another thing. You got to think. They planned this for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everything, it was 9-1-1. It equaled to 11.
Nine.
Well, however, we were so relaxed to the fact that we thought that we were untouchable. I'm just going to say that.
Let our guard down. Yeah, our guards are definitely let down. They were let down. Our guards were down.
Yes, absolutely.
Down with all the resources that we have. Definitely would. But like we were saying earlier, America's training these people. You trained those people to get pilot licenses and stuff like that. That was American trained pilots. They were trained here in our country.
Absolutely, they were. They got their visas. They got their plane permits. They got their education, and we trained them.
And this is my point is, again, this is where we need to start taking care of home first. I'm not saying that. We have to start taking care of home first. Stop giving your own people such a hard time about things that you're freely giving to another country.
But however, Angie, you got to also think that, you know what, just because we are America, some countries think that we're perfect. So that's why we think that, you know what, we have to go into other countries in their business because we're perfect. Let's keep
No. And not only that, not to say that they think that we're perfect. We're just so freelanced. We're so lax. They actually think we're idiots.
Right.
Yeah. Yes,
they actually think that we're idiots.
Yes,
they laugh at us because you see how they die for their country. That's an honor to them. That's a total honor to them. They say no American would do that. We're lazy. They have such a negative thought about us Americans till it ain't even funny.
Well,
but they make money off of us, so they don't want to totally wipe us out because they make too much from us.
Absolutely.
They make too much off of us. That's why they won't wipe us out. Trust me, they had the power to do it years and years and years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but mm-hmm. then, because when those countries are seeing us spending our money, when they know that, however, we have not even taken care of what we need to take care of in the United States, Angie, they are laughing at us because we're so busy over here in their business, we have not even taken care of what we need to take care of here. Yeah.
My point exactly.
That's very true. Very true.
Yep, at my point exactly. Because we get so lax. We think we got it made over here, and everybody wants to come to this country, and because they see it's a gold mine here.
But they let them do it. They let them do it.
You know. Yeah, that's true. They do let them do it. They
do.
Yeah,
you're allowed
to do anything you want to here. They can come over here. A person that really needs assistance or whatever, they can't get it. But they can come here and get everything.
Yes, that's true. Let us try to go over to their country. Let us try to go over there. No, you're not going to do that.
You better know their language.
I want to know what you need. What you need in our country.
Don
Stevens, we have Kick the Comedian on the line. Kick the Comedian, are you there? Kick.
Hey. What's going on, ladies? What's going on? What's going on, ladies?
Hey, there.
How y'all doing? What's up?
How are you?
Why y'all can't stop laughing when I call them? Why y'all stop doing that?
Welcome, welcome. Well, you're a comedian. It's hard not to. You just make people laugh on the natural.
Every time I hear his voice, I just crack up. I can't help it.
I see y'all got your little 9/11 memorial going on, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have any thoughts or, you know, anything that you'd like to say?
No, I remember where I was at when it happened. Like, I was shook to death. Like, this is like when I was, you know, when I used to be a little dibble-dabble in the street. We ain't got to explain what I was doing, but, you know, we was in a record store, you know what I mean? So we had a little record store, and, you know, we sitting there, and we watching it on TV, and all my thoughts was like, yo, I'm about to go down. We about to die. Like, I'm starting to think about Independence Day, and I started thinking about Will Smith. I ain't know if it was playing.
You sound like the mayor.
we right here in Jersey, so if something dropping, we getting hit. We like the result. We like the little brother. You know how you come beat up the big brother. Get the little brother, too. Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah, and it's, like you said, you start thinking about, like, wow, that's close. That was right. That's right here. Like, people are actually walking the bridges and stuff right here. That could have been whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just so close to home. But again, they knew exactly what they wanted to hit and when they wanted to hit it.
Exactly.
You know, we didn't understand that. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they wanted to do. What did they hit? The World Trade Center.
Right.
Absolutely.
You understand? The World Trade Center. Everything goes through there.
It is just so crazy that we took us that long to realize it. Like, how you just live in a safe comfort zone. You don't think nothing going to happen. So, you know.
I don't think I thought
terrorism at all until the second one. When the second one hit, that's when I was like, yo, it's going down.
That's when we knew, right.
We know it was an accident. But unfortunately, fortunately for me, you know what I mean? I didn't lose nobody close to me that I knew. That was there. Like, I had a cousin who I knew worked on Wall Street, so I called him immediately. Of course, I couldn't get in contact with him, but, you know, he made it out of it, and, you know, I haven't really had no personal tragedy towards it. But, you know, my heart and my condolences goes out to all the families, even still today, you know what I mean? Because you could never really be able to replace nothing like that. And then, you know, to have the real realization of it to happen all the time. So, you know, like, the memories, like each year is like, it's heartfelt, and then it's, like, hurting at the same time. Like, I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, only thing that compares it to me is, like, when the day Michael Jackson died. Like, I know it might be a last thing, y'all know I bug out about it. But, like, every time that come around, I just be thinking about, like, Michael Jackson really gone. And that's how, like, the Twin Towers is really dead. And
right.
Like, you know, civilization.
That's been a landmark for how long? For, you know, since we were kids. When I lived over in Queens, that was our field trip over to the to the Empire State Building and the Twin Towers. You know what I'm saying? And to actually see them torn down by such a malicious act of, you know, crazy people. To, you know, and you just got to shake your head like in total disbelief.
Yeah, but you also got to realize that, I said this before, that the United States was so relaxed, like, can't nobody touch us, but they took us out. Yes, they did.
Yep, like
so
I said.
It's not like we're not untouchable. Yes, we are. We are untouchable.
Yeah, well, and see, you know what it is? They could have did more damage. They just wanted everybody's attention, which they had. Now, what they did, they had it so where there was no transportation moving unless you were in your car. There was no communications. You know, cell phones and all of that stuff was acting up because they have the major communication towers there as well. And that's where all the trade goes through. So they just want to hit the pockets of the United States. They didn't really want to, because they could have wiped us all out. They really could have. But they want to hit it in the pocket.
Honestly,
they want us to depend on them. It's like I said, it goes so deep till it make your brain hurt.
Huh? Yeah, but you know, for the longest, I was so scared to go to any like big functions. And actually, when I started working with the Eagles, I used to be so scared. You know, especially when they have the Army and Navy games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I would be like, Jesus, please. You know, and honestly, I am afraid for the Super Bowl here. I'm just being honest. That's my opinion. You know what?
Nothing is safe. Nothing is safe, T. Nothing is safe for us. Nothing.
No.
You got the marathon, trying to run a marathon and get exercise in and do all that other kind of stuff. There's nothing safe for us no more. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, you see how it is. You have people going into schools. You know, you have to be even. This is why we got to be extra prayerful, because you got people going in schools killing 5 and 6 year old kids.
That's true.
5 and 6 year old kids. That's why I said home needs to be taken care of as well.
But Angie, we're so much relaxed on our country, thinking that we're okay, but we're not okay, because you know what? Anyone could come in our country and kill us all.
Yeah, sure they can. Sure, you're not gonna go to their country just like that.
No, you're not.
You're not going to any other countries where
you're not going to be able to get in that
easy. Go over there and learn their culture and infiltrate.
No, you're not going to. No, absolutely not. How they can do it here? Yes, they can.
Yeah.
This is America, the home of the free, land of the brave.
However, we are as Americans, we are so open to all types of cultures that we think that everybody here is just coming for either education, coming for to learn something. We're not thinking, and I just want everybody to think about that. We're not thinking that they're trying to do any harm to us, because that's how our country is. We love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
However, we can't do that no more. We have been hit on our towers.
Yeah.
We have people here that's like, hey, there's people on my job, like, hey, how you doing? This, that, and the third. I don't know what the hell you doing. I know you got a visa, but I don't look at them like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm like, what you doing?
Well, we'll see. Exactly. That's the thing. We have to start being a little more mindful of, you know, of being freelance. You got to start screening. Like I said, screen everybody like you screen the natives.
True.
Us as natives get really screened. We get a hard time about getting pilot licenses and going to certain kind of schools and stuff like that. We get a hell of time to try to get that stuff done.
Yeah, but you
that's,
have.
It's just the thing is, it's money talks. You're dealing with rich people from rich countries.
Huh. You have people from Al-Qaeda or whoever. I don't care whoever is here. That will stay here with us and look you in your face every single day for 10, 20 years. And you know what? They will blow up your house. and look at everybody, everything else that's going on. So we can't sleep on that either. Not saying that everybody that comes to the United States is out to get us.
Not at all, because they're not. They're not.
No,
you have some people that are really strictly here to make money. They're here to make money. They make a lot of money here. We have dollar water bottles that they go to another country and sell for $12, $13, $14, $15.
But those terrorists that hit us on those towers, they've been here for a minute. They've been here for a minute. Saying that everybody was like, okay, he's cool, she's cool, this, that, and the third. However, they took our planes over and basically shut us down. I'm not saying you don't need to trust anybody. Everybody is not evil, first of all.
Right.
Everyone is not evil. However, when you get people that has been in this country for many years on visas or whatever, you don't know what their intentions are. They could just be here, look, I just want to work.
Right. I'm here to make my own money.
Chill out. But you don't know what their intentions are. Like those guys that came over here and the tower's down, look, I'm coming over to United States, I'm going to learn how to fly a plane, and this is what I'm getting ready to do right now. I love everybody. Hey, how you doing, Angie and T and Rachel? How y'all doing? You want to go to lunch?
Right.
However, in the back of their mind, you know what? I'm going to take the towers down.
Well, it's crazy. It's sad that, you know, that this is how some people really, this is how people live. This is how they think. This is, you know, this is what's going on. And again, we have to stay prayerful, but really believe and put your trust in the God that you serve.
Absolutely, and you got to remember that those people who took our towers down, they were paid tremendous amount of money to do what they did.
They died with honors. They died with honors. They died for their country, which is more than money to them. It's more than money to them.
But, Angie, you got to remember this now, that they agreed to that. However, their families are sick.
I'm sure of that, too.
You're not going to take out the World Trade Center over nothing. You're not going to do that. So there was something in place for his family or their families.
Sure it was. But again, we have to start taking care of home, you know.
Yeah.
And seeing where our problems are at home. And because even with us going over there trying to rescue them, they're gonna do something to pacify you, to get you out of their area. Then it's back to business as normal.
Yeah,
you know?
But with the war that's getting ready to get started in, was it
Syria.
However, why are we going over there when we don't even, why are we going over there? They are taking out their own people. They're not taking out the United States or whatever, or why are we over there?
America has ties with a lot of these countries. This is why we have to make sure we're educated. We educate ourselves because there's a lot of stuff that the government is just not going to disclose to its people. But they have ties. They be having oil or whatever it is that they are connected with when it comes to the government and foreign trade and stuff like that. And Syria is one of those countries. They're not like Israel. Israel is their own people. You see how you don't see America going in there.
Right.
Yeah, but you're
and you're not going to see them.
Like
unless they go
in
to fight. You
our
know, the war never ends. We keep helping out these people from East Bamba, you know?
Yeah, but our president is going in and agreeing to the war. Okay, the war, why are we in there? Why are we in there? Look, we have unemployment. We have Social Security. We have the unemployment rate is ridiculous.
Mm.
I'm trying to figure out, are we so greedy for oil?
Do we need to take care of our own selves first?
Like
you
said,
have countries.
Yeah.
You have countries that be like, you know what? I need to take care of what I need to take care of in my country. However, the United States is in everybody's business. Let's keep that real.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they are.
Yep. But hopefully, you know, one day they'll get their mind right. And as we know, we're winding down to the end of our show. And, you know, time is always of the essence. If we would have had a couple more hours, we can go on and on with this. But
we know you can, Diva.
We do appreciate all the callers. And at this time, we would like to give everybody that's still on the line a final thought. And right now we'll start with Kia because the mayor has left the building. So Kia, are you still there? Do you have a final thought? Kia might have left too. Again, thank you, Kia, for calling in and giving your input or whatever. Shelly, do you have a final thought on the topic tonight?
Well, my final thought is that, you know what? What happened on 9/11, it was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say God bless the families that are still, you know, grieving and this, that, and the third or whatever. That's, like, crazy, crazy. And I just want to say bless up to the families and whoever's out there just trying to just figure out what happened.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you again, Shelly, for calling in.
Thank you, Shelly.
Love you, Diva. You guys are beautiful.
Love you, too.
Chicky Chick, are you still there? Do you have a final thought? Chick?
No.
Okay. Like everybody disappeared on us tonight. But again, right now we're going to turn the floor over to our fellow divas. Rachel, we'll start with you with your final thought, if you have one.
First and foremost, y'all already know I'm going to give my thanks to the higher power, the Lord, God Almighty. Without him, there would be no talent. I want to thank God for talent. I want to thank our CEO, our exec, all of the other hosts. I want to thank my Stella, Eva, T, and Angie. I want to thank Mayor, Tia, Shelley, Comedian, all the callers that didn't press one, the listeners. My final thought on it, no thought, just my prayer. Definitely go out to all who were involved.
All right. Amen.
Turning it over to T.
Okay, T.
Yes. I just want to thank, you know, the GQ Palace family, God, my divas, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And just say that, you know, hey, I'm praying for the families, you know, peace, encouragement, you know, just love, happiness, you know, and like I said, hopefully one day, you know, hey, we'll all see our loved ones wherever, you know. I plan to be going to see my mother, father, sister, and I just hope, you know, one day we all be able to meet and come together.
All right. Thank you
so
much.
And God bless the USA.
Okay. And with that thought, my final thought is, again, we have to give God the glory, for he still is in the saving business. He still is an awesome God. He still does wonderful things. And I love him because he first loved me. And I pray that the families that were affected directly and indirectly find some kind of peace and closure to the situation and start celebrating the lives on 9/11. You know, start turning it into a joyous occasion and, you know, not be sad, because that's what the devil wants us to do. So that we know that he's a liar. And I would like to thank all our callers and our listeners. Our callers, Mayor, Kia, Chicky Chick, Shelly. I'd like to thank Rich and Lavina for putting in their time behind the scenes. You know, Lavina, our engineer, you know, this stuff takes a lot of work and effort outside of your everyday lives. And, you know, money and everything it takes, and I appreciate them. And again, I'd just like to thank all my callers and the listeners for getting in on with the GQ Palace Radio. And with on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
Meow.
Yeah. Yeah, right. All right, all right, all right, all right.
Great show.
Yes, great show, everybody. Yes, thanks again. Thanks again to my fellow divas, Rachel and T. If I didn't say it before, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you so much.
Going on.
Take your time.
Through the storm.